Well, there's been a lot of furore around drag queens reading books in libraries, hasn't there? But somebody sent me an interview that featured on Breakfast on TVNZ a couple of years ago when it all started. And of course, Breakfast loved it. Part of the reason it's lost so much audience over the past couple of years. But as you watch this interview, and it's from 2020, so 4 years ago, and then listen to an interview from just last week featuring the same drag queens, it all starts to add up. And the drag queens actually say the quiet bits out loud. Let's check it out. So the mainstream media and politicians and commentators say that the opposition to sexualized drag queens reading to children, they don't read to elderly people in rest homes, interestingly enough, but the opposition to drag queens in libraries reading to children is just imported American culture wars from the far right. Well, actually, nothing could be further from the truth. Back in 2020, TVNZ's Breakfast interviewed two drag queens in an attempt to publicise and promote their tour around the country. Now, if you haven't heard of them, this is who they are, and as you'll notice, they're reading to sell-out audiences, not.
Hello, everybody. I'm so excited to be here.
Erica Flash is one half of drag queen duo Coco and Erica, who read books to kids about inclusivity and acceptance.
And what a performance! The crowd's in a fever. It's Whitney and Brittany, the Great Chicken Divas.
Wow. This month they went on a
Massive crowd, as you can see. So on Breakfast on TVNZ, interviewer Matty McLean was very excited by all of this, and it was literally a puff piece for the concept. Let's have a watch. I want to show you some excerpts because there's a couple of really revealing statements made. Now, yep, I'm sorry, you have to watch Breakfast, but for the purposes of research and revealing what's really going on. I won't show all of it, you'll be glad to hear, but this is Erica and Coco Flash with an excited Matty McLean.
Part of rural Taranaki, there's a lot of things you'd expect to find, dairy farms on the top of that list, but what about two drag queens? And not just that, but two drag queens who run story time sessions with local school kids. It's unique, but also a pretty incredible way to teach children about tolerance and acceptance. We are delighted to welcome now, in full drag no less, Coco and Erica Flash. Morning to you two. Oh, this is fabulous. I'm so excited to have you both here, and you look amazing. Thank you so much for joining us.
So are you, darling. Keep going.
So talk us through what it is that you do with the kids. You go into libraries mostly, don't you? And you read to them.
Yeah, so I mean, Drag Queen Story Hour has been a thing over in America for quite some time. Ooh. And so we've brought it along.
Ah, interesting. So the drag queens reading in libraries were specifically imported from the US. The opposition isn't the imported part, as we were told. So I know what you're asking. Who bought it here?
It was South Taranaki District Libraries, Kat's shared there, that got us involved in this. And yeah, we just read stories. It's mostly sort of about anti-bullying and acceptance and being yourself and things like that. And it's been absolutely amazing. We've been going for about 3 or 4 years now, and we love it.
I've got to say, it's the kind of thing that you might expect to hear about in like Grey Lynn or somewhere where it's a little bit more liberal, perhaps.
Yeah, good point, Maddie. I mean, Taranaki District Library introduced it. So activists there started in Hawera. I don't think the good people of Hawera would be too stoked with that legacy, but obviously the local library definitely had an agenda in mind. And I find it fascinating that Maddie thinks it's more appropriate in a place that's a bit more liberal. Why is that, Maddie? Bullying is everywhere. Clowns are everywhere. Well, no, it's pushing a liberal LGBTQIA plus theme. We all know that. But let's continue.
I was fascinated to hear that this started in Hawera in South Taranaki. It's pretty special, right?
We were absolutely amazed at all of the want and love for the Rainbow Story Times.
Oh, whoops. Said another quiet bit out loud. No, it's not anti-bullying. It's Rainbow Story Time. LGBTQIA+++. Well, we already knew that. But Maddie works hard to sell the program. And as you listen to this, next clip, note that, remember that having dress-ups is very different to cross-dressing with makeup and overtly sexualized costuming, eh?
And what do the kids get out of it?
A lot of kids get very, very good confirmation that what they're doing is okay. So there's a very huge population of children that like to dress up and like to play in costume and want to try on a dress or try on a costume, try on a Halloween costume, a Batman costume. And it's all the same to us. We just want to be that force for those that do maybe want to put on a dress and want to dress up exactly how they want. And who wouldn't?
And I guess even for kids that maybe that's not what they want to do, they're not interested in that, it's about visibility, right? So seeing different people and diverse people and people that don't necessarily look or act or think the way that they do. Is that
good marketing,
part
Maddie?
Of it as well?
Absolutely. So it's more education. It's about, you know, if you see someone who's being bullied or someone who's looking a bit different or has a different type of family, it's about being okay with that. It's because kids don't know how to not like that stuff. It's something that's learned over it and, you know, when they get older. So if we can...
Yeah, I mean, you can do anti-bullying classes without the cross-dressing and the LGBT stories of gender confusion and telling children that they can change their sex. But then they talk about adult story time. Well, what's adult about bullying? And why can't children watch this session? Well, we all know the answer to that, eh? Sexual content overload from two drag queens.
We also do an adult rainbow story time where we do all the kids' story times during the day, and in the afternoon all the parents and teenagers or young adults can come and actually find out about it before maybe if they're apprehensive, they can bring their children to it after knowing what it's all about, or even just wanting to figure out what we're doing.
Yep, well, we know that. And then finally this bit, and once again we find out what the real agenda of what they're doing. It's very revealing.
And it has real flow-on effect, right? Because talk us through what it is that you're doing later on this afternoon for a student in the local area.
Yeah, so this afternoon we're heading out to the Green School, which is a new school, and it's very diverse
school.
And inclusive. It's absolutely amazing. And we're actually going there to support a student who is wanting to come out to the school as being transgender. So we're absolutely so excited. She's come to all of our rainbow story times. Her parents are big supporters of us, and it's just so... such a blessing to actually be involved with helping her out. And, you know, she's already come out to her class, so now it's going to be the entire school, and we're going to help support her in that.
There's a huge thing with the LGBT at the moment, you know, pride marches and all of this, but the T in the LGBT is not so represented as much as it could be. So doing something like that for someone who is transgender and having them ask us is a true honour, really. And just to know that, you know, that kind of thing is helping someone be who they want to be, you know, and making it okay, I think it's fabulous.
Yeah, Erica.
Oh, lovely. So she's come out to all the story times, a biological boy who believes he's a girl, sadly, already come out to the class, now to the whole school. And we hear, of course, about the need to push the T of LGBT, the gender confusion and chemicalizing and castrating confused children. But this is all good for our state broadcaster. So, yep, 7 minutes proof of why One Breakfast isn't worth even the minute of viewing. But of course, the final lovely bit.
I love it. Hey, Erica and Coco, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and all the best on your nationwide tour as well.
Thank you so much.
We love you, Maddie.
Maddie!
Wow. That was good.
Whew, yeah, that was painful, wasn't it? So that was 2020. We should have heeded the warning then. It was probably only COVID that prevented them travelling for a couple of years, but it's been in the news more recently as parental power has started to rise up in the shadow of the radical relationships and sexuality education curriculum. Parents are finally starting to see the bigger agenda here, thankfully. So Sean Plunkett had an interview on the platform last week where he spoke with one half of the drag queens, and ironically, one of them is a female. So it's a female dressing up as a flamboyant female. But she started simply dressing as Amy Winehouse at bingo nights. But here's the interesting bit about who's actually importing this stuff, because she received a call. Have a listen.
We actually started out as drag queens and doing shows and all sorts of stuff, and we were approached by the library to see if we could create Rainbow Storytime. And we
so you're saying you didn't go and sell this, they came to you. Who at the library?
Yeah.
Is this every single library in Rotorua and Gisborne and Hastings?
No, so the very first instance, we were asked if we could create something, and I did. I created the curriculum.
Who by?
I created everything.
Who by, Sunita?
A wonderful lady called Kath Shedd at the South Taranaki District Library down in Hawera. We're from Taranaki. She's the one that...
Oh, there we go. South Taranaki District Library. The libraries went looking for this. It was never organic. It was imported culture war by the libraries. In fact, here's a librarian with the two drag queens. I've masked the face because it's not the issue about the person, but you can quickly see that it's not anti-bullying. It's pushing you know what. Check the outfit. But the next part of the interview is even funnier. Drag queens in libraries is based on anti-bullying, or so we're told. How was the program developed and what qualifications did they have to develop such a program? Let's check it out.
I created my own curriculum about anti-bullying.
What do you mean curriculum?
I developed the program.
Are you a trained teacher? You're a trained educationalist?
Yes, I used to be a dance teacher for children.
A dance teacher for children.
And also a Red Cross First Aid CPR tutor for youth and children and schools and for adults.
Do you have a tertiary teaching qualification?
I do not have a tertiary teaching education. We didn't require one.
So you're
and
not
we
a
are
teacher.
Police-fitted, by the way. I know that question.
But you're
comes
writing
up
a curriculum. So hang on. So the library comes to you and says, we want a curriculum?
No, they said we would like Rainbow Story Time. And because I had no idea what that was, I just designed it myself. Yeah.
And where did you do your research for what Rainbow Story Time was?
I didn't really do a lot of research about it. All I knew was that the kaupapa that we wanted to portray was just, you know, people being kind to one another, thinking about different people and different cultures and religions and all sorts of things, and just being nice. Because, you know, I grew up, I'm half Indian and I'm diabetic, so I got bullied a lot because
I'm not half Indian, but I am diabetic. I have been bullied for that. I've been bullied for other things.
So,
But you don't have any expertise in anti-bullying, do you? Apart from your lived experience.
I've seen a lot. I've seen.
How much did that first gig really pay? How much do you get paid for turning up and doing one of these things?
So originally, like, we were getting paid like $200, but as we've progressed and got more, the Hastings District Council were paying us $1,200 plus GST. That's for us to take, you know,
So a dance teacher specialising in anti-bullying programs. And, well, ratepayers are paying well. Oh, that's you paying, by the way. I mean, why don't they call it anti-bullying for children rather than Rainbow Storytime with drag queens? Well, we all know why. And in fact, during the rest of the interview on the platform, she admits that she's an activist for the LGBT++ movement. Now, finally, here's the drag queen concerned. And remember, apparently there is nothing sexual about it. It is just dress up. It's just someone wanting to wear a dress. No, definitely nothing sexual there. No, that's how we walk around the house, isn't it, as a family? Yeah, interesting. Here's some other outfits, and this is what they're marketing. Yeah, look, parents, keep up the pressure. We don't want this imported stuff in front of our children. they have enough sexualisation in society. Push back. Protect your children.